morning, everyone. The people who are watching on the internet, good morning and hello and good evening. So we have the commercial of Israel team and also the Hakuba Camp CM. So please watch this first.
ハンバーグ。
せーの、食事。
CS でみんなに会うことです。
テーマは神様に対してどんどん祈ろうということです。
温泉に入ることですかね。
正
解。はい。
私は地方の子と交流するのが楽しみです。
ここからいろんなゲストが楽器をやってる人たちがみんなで集まって演奏する時間が毎年の楽しみです。
映像セミナーも気になるし。でもなんかそれ以外の健康セミナーとかアレンジセミナーとかブロックセミナーいろいろ楽しみなもの盛りだくさんでまだ決めてないです。
だから前向いて後ろ振り返らずに進もう。何に価値を
初めて参加します。 J ゴスペルコンテストファイナル in 白馬がやっぱり行かないと見れないのでそれを楽しみに参加しようと思ってます。いただいてるんですけれども、あのギフさんもあのグランドチャンピオンとしてあのどう迎え撃つかっていうか何の曲を歌うのかなっていうのがすごい楽しみで、あの今からワクワクしてます。
そうですね、あの友達が小さい頃からも行ってますのでもう 10回以上行ってるって。人生のまあ転換期になった、いくつかの転換期になったキャンプでもありますので、非常にこの神様の祝福の恵みがいっぱい詰まったキャンプです。ぜひたくさんの方に、ね、見えてほしいと思います。
Thank you for watching. July 24th to 27th, we have a camp in Hakuba. The camp has a special blessing, and some people got the blessing like changing their life. So please expect God, and also the camp is so fun. So the theme of this camp is to prepare the revival and as a vessel of the revival and at the end of time. So we will see the plan in Hakuba. The special spiritual blessing is there. So like a changing point, like to realize the Bible, what Bible says. And he gave us the word, I will stand the praising band. And we worship God in Sinai Mountain, at Sinai Mountain. And we bring to the top of the mountain, like keyboard or guitar or something like the instrument. And we worship God. And at that time, the spiritual presence is so deep. And go down from the mountain. We had a worship service, and through the worship, some people who comes from Europe, they were touched by God. So I felt there was a spiritual touching. So there's a spiritual thing over there. So please expect to God. So don't worry that if you don't have money, you don't have time, don't never give up. And please pray to God, and He will answer you. And this week, I saw the answer of the prayer. So prayer is a point of our life. So also please watch the Israel CM. Thank you for watching. So we will have the time before Israel team, but October 29 to November 10th, we will have the team to Israel. So everybody can join this service, this team. So please join. So it's not so that mean if we don't go, we lost our blessing. But if we go Israel, we will have the special blessing. It's true. So the 1,000 kingdom, the every year, the people go up to the Israel. So it's a spiritual meaning there. So we will have the blessing to go to Israel. So if you feel guidance from God, please come. And every year I got a word from God, let's meet in Galilee. So I grab that word and I will go every year. And every year, the point of the blessing in my life, so the special grace is there, so please come and join this team. So if you don't have money, please pray to God. And if you don't have the good schedule, but please pray to God. So you will see His answer in your prayer. So we will have the short movie, 1 minute movie. So please watch.
皆さんこんにちは。今日は灰色の領域の見分けです。カリスマの働きは神様の強力な力と栄光を表すものですが、同時に見分けが非常に重要になります。霊的な事柄を見るときに、明らかに神から来たことと聖書的に確認できることと、非聖書的、反聖書的であり神からでないと判断できることと、どちらかわからないこととに分かれます。問題となるのはどちらかわからない灰色の領域のことです。多くの間違いはこの灰色の領域に踏み入るところから起こります。どちらかわからない場合にはそのことに触れないことが必要です。たとえそれが白に近い灰色であっても、主にあって明確に確認できない限り触れてはいけません。はっきりと触れない、関わらないという対応を取ることが必要です。正しいか正しくないか判断するポイントは聖書にあります。聖書に書いてあること、聖書的な原則に合うことは私たちが触れて良い部分ですが、聖書に反すること、聖書的原則に反すること、また明確に確認できないことは決して触れてはいけません。神から来ている感じがするという感覚だけで判断するときによく誤りが起こるので注意が必要です。また聖書的な原則に合い神様から来たと思われることでも、聖書に書かれていないことは書いてあることに比べれば一般的に重要度が低いと言えます。例外はありえますが、これは一般的原則です。神様は本当に必要なことを聖書に書かれました。見分けのポイントは神様がどう思われているかです。私たちは聖書を土台として神様に祈り、聞いて見分けていきましょう。ではまた。
So spiritual work, we need to do distinction, distinguish. So we need to recognize what is from God or not. So because it's coming from God or Satan or like human.So three patterns. So we need to recognize which one. So some people says it's all spiritual things, but it's not true. So we need to grab that from God. So if you have a confidence it's coming from God, you should grab that. And we recognize based on Bible, and please use a Bible, and it is Bible is the point to distinguish. So it's coming from God or coming from other things, and there is a gray zone. So that zone, don't touch. And we see the things coming from God. So we are doing the prophecy over 30 years. And who distinguish the prophecy? It's you, about yourself. And covered from church, but you need to recognize what is true. So the, from now on, the many things happen you can't understand, but you need to distinguish, or you need to realize. So the, do you know the holy water? The Old Testament, they use the holy water for their the spiritual battle. Like I used the water. The holy water I used, and it has a power, but so I used to it's useful, and in Bible water was used for the So the New Testament, we don't use the water for the spiritual battle. So we use the holy cleanse, purify. So it's not written in Bible. They use the water for this purify. So maybe it's true, but it's not in Bible. So we don't use the holy water. We decided, because it's not written in Bible. It may be true, but in our opinion, and we don't do that. So if you heard it may be true, something the gray zones, things, please recognize in Bible, based on Bible. So do you know the TV show, Monitoring? So the one of the show, the Holy Ghost will appear. And some people says if you lick the salt, you can be okay. So many people do that. And some people said lesser lick the salt. So maybe connected to the Jewish people. But it's not true that because in the Bible, it's not written that salt is helpful to spiritual battle or something like that. So somebody made the CM of the world shortest movie. So please watch this too. For watching. So every day I up this short story. If you pardon on this, please watch this. I don't want it to be appeared on the TV. So I didn't want to be preach evangelism. So because I didn't want to be said, you were on the TV. So I didn't want to appear in this world. But I came to the church of IT. So I need to do the online service. So I needed to be appeared. So if you don't want to something like that, but God leads you, so don't stop it. So one person said, so everyone made the testimony movie they made. And I was hit usually by other people because so the repulsion, so I got a rebound, but it's very important to make my movie. So one time I stopped my service to God while, and I again go by every power. So I keep to make the short movie God give me the message every day, so I will do that. So God answered my prayer, and it's coming secondary. So please pray. So one is, I went to Okinawa last week. So my teeth was covered something, but that something come off from my teeth. So the people around me said, please go to dentist and put on the cover. But I didn't have the time to go to dentist because just I had a few hours. So Okinawa's people is so kind, and they try to call dentist. I pray to God, if you have will in this, please, I can go to the dentist. So Nakamoto's friends, dentist, we could go. It's very close from Nakamoto's house. And I pray to God, I can't wait. So when I arrive to dentist, I can get a treat as soon as possible. I pray to God. So when I arrived, there were few people already. So there are four seats for treatment. So I thought it's not good. And at the reception, I write down the my profile, and I waited. And after I write down the profile and go to the bathroom, and after that, the reception people said, Akimoto, you can go now. And after that, I could have the treatment, so I didn't wait at all. And in the car, Pastor Nakamoto said, I've never seen we didn't wait at all. So it was so smooth. So it was first time. So because we pray to God. So if we pray, it's not every time he answered. But if there is his will, he will answer. And on Friday, I pray to God. I didn't want to wait. And if I arrive to dentist, I can go at that time. So because this story is on Friday, so second one. And So the, when I arrived to dentist, I got treatment at that time. And twice I saw his answer in my prayer. And this week is a hard time for me because I went to the dentist. So my teeth, the right up place, these teeth, God said me, don't touch that teeth. And it, but I did. I wanted to touch. So I touched many times. And I, when I touched the teeth, there was the feeling was come off. So at that time, I thought it was a very big trouble. So because he said, don't touch, but I touched. And if I didn't touch, I think 2 or 3 years I can keep that teeth. And when I go to dentist, the dentist said, the top coat of the enamel is good, but in the teeth, the part of the center of the teeth, it was bad. So you need to be get treatment. So after the treatment, I went to the dentist in Okinawa, and also on Friday, I went to dentist and come off my teeth. So the dentist tried to come off my teeth, but it's not. So the blood comes off the oval there, and I got a hole in my mouth, and I need to go dentist again. And last day, yesterday, I ate snacks, and something comes off. And upper part, other teeth was come off. So I need to get treatment for the teeth come off, and also other teeth come off. So I got a hard time. So through this, I felt I go to dentist many times. So I felt unlucky. But in Christian, as a Christian, we don't have unlucky because we are so blessed. So at the dentist, I need time and I need experience of hard time. But we give thanks to the Lord because behind of that, there is a good things, great things. So do you know this testimony? In Australia, my teeth was come off, and I gave thanks to the Lord. And through that, big things happened. So through this story in this week, I will see more good things by God. Because we are sinner and we had a scar, and we are released by God to believe in Jesus Christ, the cross. So, please confess your sins. So, if you have sins, please confess it. And He is watching your face to confess your sin. And you, He will build you through that. So, everything were forgiven if we confess it. So if we believe in Jesus Christ, everything turn to the blessing. So please believe the cross and confess your sins, and by faith God will bless you, and you will see the greatest blessing. So we are so sinner, and we got cursed, but by the cross we got a greatest righteousness. And we saw the blessing through the word of Bible. And give thanks in all circumstances. So usually people don't give thanks to the Lord everything. Because a bad thing is look like curse and very trouble for our life. So if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, it's so bad. The God give us the blessing through the cross, and we are the righteousness person in His eyes. The point is to stand on His word. So this is a one point. For example, through marine trousers, so we go to the holy meeting. I heard the message. One third is thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. So because everything turned to the good. So before I didn't know that to give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. So I didn't give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. So I didn't see His blessing. But now it's different. So we stand on His promise. It start to turn good. So if you it's very hard some people says it's hard your life is because I go to dentist many times and I got the trouble because my teeth was not come off easily and the dentist used a pinch and to come off my teeth. It's very hard, you know, it's big trouble. And yesterday too I ate snacks and my teeth, other teeth come off. And also the lid of the my teeth was come off. So the it is a very happy things coming to my life. But God says it's all be good. I will turn everything to good. So I love God like you. So I will see everything will be good. So I stand on that word. So there is a one point. So when we face the problem, but we stand on His word. So we stand on the we are sinner, but we are forgiven. And also after that, stand on the God's word more. So everyone believe the forgiveness of from the sins, but you face to the problem, and you worry about many things, but we stand on His word, so you will see that everything will be good. So His greatestness. So by faith, we will see His blessing. So what is faith? To stand on His word, like promise word. So we face to the every minus or the hard things and trouble, but we stand on that word. So we will see His glory. So please make sure to. So let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us and please show Your glory. And one person, they lost something. Give thanks to the Lord. You will see that it will be good. So there is a person who worry and who and that person who lost the word of God. So please grab that word again and to take care of the concretely. So there is a person who faced a big problem, and please confess the unfaithfulness, and he bless you through that problem. So now we will pray for the healing. Please pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us, and in Jesus' name, please be healed. So that every illness in Jesus' name to be healed, to be healed, to be healed, to be healed, to be healed. In Jesus' name, we proclaim the healing of everybody's body. The throat and nose was healed. And we proclaim the healing of each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.